This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a politician. I believe in the people, and their cars, and Progressive, and the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kinda seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can totally be my running mate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Tonight.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Just after 1 o'clock and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Alexi Ramirez gave the White Sox 8 good seasons, but the price tag of $10 million was apparently too much, so the Sox declined picking up the option on his contract, and thus he becomes a free agent. Derrick Rose will be a free agent after next season, but he's a Bull for now, and last night was his third straight game, scoring in single digits, and Fred Hoiberg says Rose needs to step it up.
We got to keep working on it, and I guess that's the biggest thing is getting him reps. He basically had, the first 20, 25 days off, and then came back. First game he was back he was great with the pace against Dallas. We got to get him back to playing that way.
And right now the Bulls are practicing here at the Advocate Center, and they take on Oklahoma City tomorrow night at the United Center. Tonight at the UC, it's hockey action. The Blackhawks taking on the St. Louis Blues. Corey Crawford will be in goal, and in pro football, Johnny Manziel will be the Cleveland Browns starting quarterback tomorrow night against the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals. Prairie Organic Vodka and The Score invite you to watch the Monday game with former linebacker Hunter Hillemeyer on November 9th at Prime Bar in Chicago. To win a spot, go to cbschicago.com/contest. It's toasting with the top presented by Prairie Organic Vodka, handcrafted, made with respect from seed to glass. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, David Schuster. Nice to have you with us all day long doing updates from out there at the Advocate Center. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski.
And Kevin Zipak.
And Kevin Zipak.
Love you, dude.
Absolutely. I for one, appreciate the work of Kevin
the
Zipak.
The Johnny Gomes of the Spiegel and Goff Show.
Drop that mic and bathe yourself in the flag.
Rookie of the year. Uh-huh. Yeah, we beat him. Yeah. You ain't do nothing, Johnny. You played 12 games.
Didn't have an at bat.
You were terrible.
He's good at that. He likes to scream.
Yeah, he's good at that, and he helped Christian Colon feel good about himself.
MVP,
on the bench.
Yeah, we beat him. That'd be like that's like Ed Neely snatching the mic from somebody and be like, "Let me tell you who actually got this done today." You know, me and Larry Christowiak take this whole thing over.
Jack Haley
kind of did that.
I watched Rodman.
Yeah, well, he was a guy dancing, right?
Yeah, we had that conversation with Shep. Mark Madsen was dancing, too. They're making a fool of themselves. This dude is like, let me actually tell you exactly what happened on our ride. Mm. It's like, our ride, dude, you were in the luggage rack. You didn't even get a seat.
He was tied to the bumper.
Right, like, what are you
doing? Even when the White Sox won the World Series and Frank Thomas was celebrating. Remember,
12 home runs that mattered.
He had a big stretch where he was powering them early when they were racing out to that lead.
For the fences. Yep. Yeah, Johnny Gomes is sitting there getting more tattoos on his forearms than he has in bats.
Did that room for more?
My
guy, Johnny Gomes.
I got no problem. Just don't be that guy.
Thank you to also our video stream governor, Mr. Brian Gertz, does the video stream, does it well at watch670thescore.com. Our guests today included Mike Florio, Vincent Goodwill, Antrell Roll. And you can hear any of that at spiegelandgoff.com. We'll be back tomorrow with more things, including guests and radio shows and such. But right now, we do transition. It's the Shift Change, which is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Visit chicagowolves.com. Bors and Bernstein, hello, man. What's happening?
Good luck getting through the city right now. I get out of the L. They kicked me off the L. They said, there's a bridge lift. Everybody got off the train.
It's on Michigan Avenue. It was a bridge lift, right?
Yeah, but it was cascading. One bridge, then the other, then the other.
I was on a bridge. I had a bridge lift before the Northwestern Iowa game on Lakeshore Drive.
But this was like a silent movie. It was like a Harold Lloyd movie. They kick me off the train. I race into a cab, and the cab drives me right into the next bridge lift. Zooms right in, boom, the bridge comes out. I said, seriously, dude? I don't know. So I go to find their cab and get here 2 minutes ago. I was hysterical.
Guys talking out of the back of the yard.
Well, yesterday, didn't somebody jump in front of the blue line or something?
Yes. Yeah, it's always something. I'm telling you, this Fox Lake thing.
It's crazy.
This Fox Lake thing, and everybody has had this. Everybody who has any source, even closely related to the police or law enforcement, they've had this
they knew what it was.
For weeks. Mm-hmm. For weeks,
how long do you think you've known this?
Yeah,
as long as anybody.
I was about to say, yeah, correct. He's a very important person in this whole thing, and when he sat there and told me, I was like, really? And I looked at him,
and that was like 2 days afterwards.
Yeah, and I was like, damn, is that? Well, you know,
and then the coroner,
shout out to you.
You realized, like, by doing it this way or the way they tried to make it look, he gets what $100K from the foundation there, and they pay for his children's college.
That's coming back.
Yeah, he's not getting any of it.
That's coming.
Well,
they are clawing back. Yeah. I mean, that's. It's just awful, and I want to know how deep
club.
This goes.
The 100 club is what gives 100K.
Yeah, but this thing, there's a lot more to this. You've got an entire department with a whole lot going on here, and he's just the first name. He's just the first law
enforcement agent. A bunch of people running around that area too, who were who were putting
looking for
on
mystery people.
You damn right.
People didn't exist.
And lucky for those people who were just passing through that they didn't turn into one of those mystery people.
You know? Correct.
Exactly. They're lucky.
100% correct.
Say, hey, this is convenient. You might fit a description. And
a lot of cases get wrapped up.
You got shot. Yeah. All right.
A lot of cases get wrapped up.
So we talked about absolutely everything today, including Ditka in a Packers sweater, and also the Bulls. The Bulls' horrific effort from last
that
night
was really a thing. Wasn't it?
Yeah, they gave up 130 points in
also
48 minutes.
Packers sweaters. That was that. Oh my! Are you talking about not just letting go of the rope, but throwing the rope back at you?
They didn't bring the rope.
To use Thibs' favorite phrase.
Give me crap about not watching a Bulls game over the weekend. I said, okay, all right, here they are. Here it is. Say something for me. Oh, my God. I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, they wet your whole team.
Swearing off of them.
You know what? Jeremy Lin, Jeremy Lamb, Jeremy Lamb, Jeremy Lin. Lin, Lamb, Lin, Lamb. Three, 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 three.
Other than Jimmy Butler, they took three free throws offensively. So it's not like just on defense. They just gave up on the whole idea of getting back into that game.
Flailing Powell.
Oh, my God.
Flailing Powell can't wait to, hey, Al, you want to shoot that again? I bet you can't. You made it.
Look at you, Al.
Al, I bet you won't do it. Oh, Al, you really good at this. Oh, the third time, guess what, Al? You're never going to do that three times. Oh, Al is on fire, guys.
Hey, by the way.
You can't do anything about it. Hey, guys, do you see what Al is doing?
Dios mío. Palestine fuego.
Far be it from me, Pau Gasol, to get in the way of a man's fantasy night.
I went to Chinatown the other night at Lao Shijuan. I had the flailing Pau.
The flailing Pau.
Oh, the peanuts.
Oh, the peanuts in there. Three kinds of chilies.
You gotta go over to Greektown and get the bending Nico. I'm telling you right now. Get the flailing Pow.
Where would you get that?
I'm sorry. Get a little flaming cheese on top.
I have to go for that.
Hoppa! You scored again. Oi. Yeah, that was.
I'm sorry,
really...
man. You got the kid who doesn't talk and the big Spaniards who don't want to talk playing defense at the same. That is as how can I put this without getting in trouble? That is as unfortunate a defensive trio trying to guard a pick and roll as I've seen in a very long time. You got Derek's like, oh, I'm getting screened. Not telling anybody that I'm not
hung up on another screen. Right. It happened again.
He put on Jared Allen's Velcro jersey is what he did. He just
it happened again.
He couldn't wait to get screened. Pal's like, guess who's not going to protect that?
Hey, look at Derek getting screened.
Right. I got fouls that are going to roll over like cells. Minutes, you know, like I can't do that right now.
And how about the Aaron Brooks? I'm gonna foul myself out of the game
that
show.
Guy.
I'm gonna shoot 30-foot threes and foul everybody.
I don't want to see him ever again. What can I do? How
just
do
not
I do
even
that?
In life?
No, I would like to erase the fact that I watched his Oregon teams, apologize to Ernie Kent. I want to erase those from my mind.
Houston, he was most valuable, I mean, most improved player.
I know, I'm ashamed that I saw any of those games. I just don't.
They gave
you know
up
what?
130 points.
I don't ever want to see. The former New Orleans quarterback Aaron Brooks. I don't even want to see him.
No. Don't do that to AB.
I don't see him.
AB was slinging that pill for a couple of years.
Despite to the Thibodeau memes that were going around, dude. Smiling Thibs.
Hey,
and
forget the memes. Yeah. You see who talked to Steve Clifford on Monday? You're a damn fool if you don't think that Steve Clifford didn't get that
Steve
look.
Clifford is the assistant coach in Charlotte?
No, he's the head coach.
Oh, yeah.
And
that
was his guy. And you saw Steve Clifford's quotes today in Joe Cowley's piece. Yeah, he gave me 37 suggestions about my team, so I know he's watching. When do you give you these, Steve? Monday? When did you play the Bulls? Tuesday? Please believe. He's like, hey, I'm going to leave you a 5-part voicemail, so listen to all of these. What's going to happen is Derek loves to get hung up on screens. Powell's going to flail away at your big guy because he's scared of brothers. Nico doesn't move.
Yeah,
you close out of control and just scream at him. Uh-huh. He's going to miss because he's riding a tricycle in the fast lane.
And if you haven't been watching any games, Derek doesn't shoot anything beyond 12
right.
feet.
Jimmy's the leader.
When he does, it doesn't go in.
Right. Jimmy's the leader, but, you know, he went behind my back, so to hell with him. You know, nobody's going to foul. Like, I bet you.
Yeah, Joakim's going to scream a lot and foul people.
Right, right. Doug McDermott. Well, you know, Doug. Yeah.
Doug's not
Doug.
But hey, Bobby played.
Doug is.
Bobby played.
Yeah, Doug,
look
at you
I guys. Love Bobby.
Doug,
I love
Doug's
seeing
not,
Bobby.
You know,
hey, at least Doug scored.
Yeah, but he gave up 40.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's give up 40, you get 17.
you're
that's
what
the Vegas odds.
He's a minus 23.
Hey, guess what's going to happen to Terry?
Yeah.
Thursday, at some point,
mm-hmm.
Doug McDermott will be in the game when Kevin Durant is in the game.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. No.
I don't want him in the building when Kevin Durant is in the game.
At some point, Kevin Durant is going to be guarded by Doug McDermott.
Who has worse hair in the NBA than both Jeremys on that Charlotte team?
Elfrid Payton.
I like his, though. His is kind of fun.
Elfrid Payton looks like what would happen if you woke up as a Rastafarian from a six-year slumber and you still had bedhead.
Like Rip Van Marley?
Right. Alfred Payne. And I actually appreciate the cast. I actually appreciate the fact that the brothers are going back to the natural look and letting it ride.
Like Jimmy and Derek both are doing?
The sponge brush is what they're doing. You know, there's a special brush out now that makes your hair do that
sponge
curly
brush
thing.
Square pants.
Yeah, real deal. So I appreciate that. But then after a while, it's like, come on, bro. But you got to be in somebody's photo. I'm sure you're going to get invited. To a wedding.
What's Jeremy Lin doing? I mean, what is that thing?
Oh my God!
I mean, you went to Harvard. You went to Harvard, kid.
He's got the shock top. He's got.
I
need that.
That's the Conan O'Brien bit, you know, about the when he spoke to Harvard about the curse of having graduated from Harvard.
Oh, right. Is that
at any time you do something stupid,
you went to Harvard.
And you went to Harvard.
Yeah.
He talked about like getting his head stuck in his niece's dollhouse. and you went to Harvard.
Hey, yeah. We didn't get a chance to mention it, but I happened to see the Matt Forte piece on E60 last night. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what was awesome was him playing for his dad, who's a former defensive tackle in Pee Wee football. And he gets knocked down. His dad says, for the first time, that's football. You want to do this? And Forte's like, I want to do this. But then he's a running back, and he says to his dad, am I allowed to make them try to miss? And his dad said, yes! That's kind of the point.
Yeah.
And then they showed the highlights. He was Barry Sanders of Pee Wee football.
At Tulane, he was the only reason to watch.
Oh my God. And the Tulane highlights were great too.
He was the only reason to watch.
But the Pee Wee highlights, he's making these moves, and there's like 10 8-year-olds lying on the ground.
You could always see who the kid is that doesn't belong on the field. Yeah. It's like, come on now.
That's what I'm thinking.
I didn't sign my damn kid
you
up to be
a which ones do.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, you could, yeah. and that's Pee Wee football we're talking about.
So at that age, you can see at that age just like a comfortability, a sense
no
for space.
Question.
He's moving in a manner that those kids can't
no
move
question.
At. You see it in basketball, too, where you're like, all right,
see it in youth hockey.
This dude, there's no reason that my kid should be playing with this guy.
Wow.
Because he's a grown up.
He's just got it figured out. He knows what he's doing.
It's funny that you mentioned youth football. Did you hear what I believe Dave McMiniman asked LeBron about football? He asked him, you know, why won't he let his kids play football?
Because they don't have to.
LeBron was like, I was trying to get out of poverty. My kids will never have that problem.
Right.
And I sat back and I was like,
and
this is an all-state football player. Like LeBron was an all-state tight end wide receiver. As well as being the best basketball player that Sonny Vaccaro had ever seen, whatever the case may be. But like that, when you think about it in those terms, you got LeBron James whose kids can do whatever he wants. He's like, guess what you're not doing? You're never
he's
going
not
to
an
have
idiot.
To play football. No, he's not. No, he's not.
He's far from it.
And
you
most
see
NFL
dunk
players
the other night?
Are saying that,
oh,
too.
Oh, Terry.
Dellavedova passed to him. He looked like he was 20 again.
It was a bad alley-oop throw, too.
Yes.
Like, he'll tap that turbo button every once in a while.
Yeah, he
you.
Did.
He's got to get rid of that mustache, though.
Yeah, he's kind of experimenting with something here.
Their whole team is, because Kevin has it. J.R. Smith is ridiculous, and he has it.
He's hurt again.
Yeah, he's hurt again, but they got to get rid of those mustaches. Like, you look foolish, and you're gonna beat the Bulls by 50 if you see each
Who's
other
Who's
going
to tell them?
Yeah, nobody.
Hey.
He's the youngest to hit 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, and 25,000, and 20,000 points ever.
But remember, he's no good.
Yeah, sucks.
He averaged 36, 13, and 9 during the finals.
There's so much going on in the NBA this year. I've got more than we're going to get to.
The rookies are terrific.
Well, Steph Curry is just a cartoon. Yeah. What are you doing?
There's nobody more entertaining in sports. There's just
really?
No, to me, there's nobody. Right now, the games are not appointment TV because there's so much going on.
Bartolo Colon would be the only thing close.
But the 3.5-minute like game wrap-up highlight video, I watch it every night from Golden State. I just want to see what he did.
You know what? Speaking of watching the highlights and league pass and all that stuff, watching basketball, we always bitch about when we have poor customer service experiences. I'm going to tell you right now. I talked to a young lady named Amy last night for Xfinity customer service, and Xfinity sometimes takes a beating because, you know, sometimes you run into people who just, you know, whatever. But last night, this young lady, Amy, was as pleasing and as delightful a person as I have ever spoken to in a customer service experience.
Did you get a number? You got a direct?
See, why would you do that? I'm trying to commit, because we always bitch about the things, like whether it be traffic
you,
or
you
running
should call
into
her
people.
Boss.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I tweeted at them, and they tweeted me back, and they were like, who did it?
You know,
and I was like,
oh, good.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
companies, I've found that companies are unbelievably receptive when you give them positive feedback on somebody like that, because it happens so rarely. I did it. I submitted an online form for a particular McDonald's manager who just was like above and beyond the call of duty.
Isn't it great when you spend your money with somebody and they do everything for you?
To go out of her way to make sure. It was like everything was ideal. And I just sent a little note. It took me 5 minutes to do it online. And I got this really nice letter back saying, you know, we rarely hear stuff like this. And thanks for passing this along.
I had the same thing at Jack in the Box. I had the same reaction from people.
Well, they asked you why you were in a dress, though.
Right. Same reaction. Right. And why are your hands in my fries? Right, exactly.
That's your fries.
Why is your fly undone and you stand near the soup?
No, the same reaction. I was, nothing but a people person.
Yeah. I mean, it just feels good when you're spending money with people and it's the first night where the league pass wasn't free. So I'm wondering if there's a glitch there because I couldn't get my games. And I'm like, I got to do this for work. And she's like, oh, no worry, I got you. And she stood on the line with me and she was so nice. She tried to like small talk about my job. I was like, yeah, whatever about the job, just let me know. She's like, do you want somebody to call you back in 10 minutes? I'm like, no, you've been absolutely helpful. I appreciate you. So,
and now you have used the blowtorch, the 50,000 watt blowtorch.
Shout
baby.
Out to Amy and Xfinity for extending the courteous service that they, they didn't have to. They could have just been like, hey, it'll be all when it's on. Screw you. We got your money already.
Hey, a nugget I meant to get to. In 1975, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, you're stealing my bit for 3:30. You talking about Andre Drummond?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had multiple 20-point, 20-rebound games in the first four games of the year.
We need bit replacement.
I was saving this.
He's the only guy to do it.
Maddie, we need bit replacement.
It's Andre Drummond.
His 3:30 stuff is done.
This was the second half.
Who knows he's got 2 hours and 10 minutes of Rock'em Sock'em Sports Talk.
That's one where I sent myself an email with a link in it, so I had to.
You write it down on the grocery list next to it.
A Tannehill, that officially means he's got nothing.
Teddy texted him that earlier this morning.
1975 since that's been done.
Yeah,
he's the best physical specimen in the game.
You said that, and I asked you just bigs, just among bigs.
270 pounds, run like that, those hands, that dude.
That's like the Purdue kid
in the old days. If that dude stays in college 3 years and has to apply all those fundamentals and all those skills, he has the same kind of talent that all these dominant big men that we've seen before have. But, the application process is happening on the job. Like, he's doing this at 18, 19 years old, picking up other bad habits from people. But now, man, that dude can get every rebound he wants.
I'll tell you who has that kind of potential if he only got the chance is Cristiano Felicio.
I'm done with you.
Stop it.
This shift change
was
brought to
Cameron Bairstow, though.
In the corner, shooting threes. Yes, that was the other part of the offensive innovation that you didn't know was coming from Fred Hoiberg. Kiss my ass in the first five games. No, the team. I'm not talking about Fred.
Okay.
Yeah, the team.
Well, they got their shots.
the team.
They got their shots.
The team. The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jason.
I know I can't say anything about Fred Hoiberg.
I'm saying if you want the team to kiss your ass, you're going to go to the games. I mean, you'll be around.
No, I love this. No, I like you flying your Thibs flag.
The flag. It's the guys that gave up on him when I was talking about the flag.
I know.
These dudes gave up last year, and you expect them to be okay with that now?
Now I want to go play Capture the Flag.
Really?
I love Capture the Flag.
Did you?
I loved it.
I liked playing defense.
On a big old field? Summer camp campus.
Oh, yeah, man.
We used to have field days back at Dewey Elementary School where you play Capture the Flag, and it was a dodgeball element, right? Of course, which you guys know.
There
was a dodgeball element with our Capture the Flag.
That's
not with us. Us, everybody would tuck a sock in their waistband. Flag football.
And depends what pocket.
And to get somebody out, you'd have to pull their flag, and then they'd have to go to jail.
Oh,
and it'd be in a case, and then unless there was it'd be a declared jailbreak, they can get back behind.
Ours was wing the dodgeball at the biggest kid possible, and then you go get the
that's
flag.
That's a problem.
Andre Drummond said
that's a problem. Exactly. That didn't hurt.
Oh, that's what used to happen to you, Ter.
That pistol. Yeah, because if you're winging at the biggest guy, guess what? I don't like you.
And bastard. Then you find him after. And then you do your business.
And steal their lunch money.
Yeah, okay, that's what
and
it was.
Give them a little something special at the Jack in the Box.
Terry Bohr's the bully.
Oh, I did. Don't worry.
Bohr's and Bernstein coming up next. Big Cat, second half, Hub, all the football things and all the glorious sports talk for the next 4 hours and 38 minutes right here. Spiegel,
yes.
I'll see you tomorrow. We'll talk about Blackhawks hockey or whatever the hell is going on tonight.
Yeah, we got the Blues tonight and some other stuff. And Game 7 of the World Series is tonight.
All right.
Very exciting.
You'll save that for your podcast. He's Matt Spiegel. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
We'll be back with more Bohrs and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. This week's sign that the apocalypse is upon us. I am about to defend Tiger Woods vehemently. Steve Williams, Woods' ex-caddy, should shut up. Since the day Woods fired him in 2011, albeit in classic clumsy Woods fashion, he has whined and complained about Woods to anyone who would listen. Now, in a book published in New Zealand in order to get around the confidentiality agreement Williams signed that doesn't legally apply there, Williams is attacking again, saying, among other dumb things, that Woods made him, quote, feel like a slave when he would angrily toss a club on his bag and expect Williams to pick it up. If Williams wants to say Woods' temper bothered him, fine. But he felt like a slave? Seriously? Here's what Woods did to Williams. He made him a multimillionaire. Shut up, Stevie. I'm John Feinstein.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze, but as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues, and his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Tailgating is tradition in Chicago. Score a touchdown with America's number one Bloody Mary mix, Mr. and Mrs. T. Available at Ultra Foods and Strack and Van Til. Make the pregame party easy. Just pour, stir, and enjoy. Every bottle is made with only premium ingredients for a legendary made-from-scratch taste in every drink. A lineup including original, bold and spicy, and horseradish makes Mr. and Mrs. T. Bloody Marys perfect for any occasion. Make it a winning season. Pick up Mr. and Mrs. T., the official Bloody Mary of the Chicago Bears today at Ultra Foods and Strack and Van Til.
Your success starts at Governor State University. Learn more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Thursday, November 12th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl?
Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. We're just barely into the offseason, but baseball's hot stove is already heating up. Today, the White Sox declined the 2016 option on shortstop Alexei Ramirez's contract, opting instead for the $1 million buyout, making Ramirez a free agent. He would have been the fifth highest player on the team. It's still possible the Sox could re-sign him for a lower price. Sox also purchased the contract of left-handed pitcher Zach Phillips from AAA Charlotte. Elsewhere around MLB, Kirk Gibson gets an interview with the Dodgers for their open managerial position. Zach Greinke is among those players who have opted out of their contracts in favor of free agency. Greinke, though, still expected to re-sign with the Dodgers. To the ice, Blues are in town tonight to take on the Blackhawks. Marian Hossa out not only for tonight, but he's questionable to travel to New Jersey with the team for Friday's game. Hawks don't expect Hossa to miss much, if any, time beyond that. Corey Crawford gets a start in goal tonight. Puck drops at 7 at the United Center. Bears have the day off today. They'll return to practice to begin preparing for Monday night's game against the Chargers tomorrow. San Diego will be without receiver Keenan Allen for the rest of the season. He suffered a lacerated kidney. Bulls back at practice today after giving up 130 points in a loss to Charlotte last night. They'll take on the Thunder at home tomorrow. The scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. And Bears Mondays here on The Score are sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And a very pleasant afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can, keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Probably so. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine...
I'm Terry Boris.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We have Big Cat Williams at 2, the second half at 3:30. Hub Arkish takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL at 5 o'clock, and we'll have plenty more, I am sure.
Oh, yeah.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the score. Email us at boris@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply on Twitter at Boers_Bernstein. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. There is boersandbernstein.com and the radio.com app for your mobile device. The producers are Matt Abatacola.
You know, sometimes I do these shows. As I'm saying things, I'm thinking to myself, you probably shouldn't say that because it's going to be the promo you never live down from now on every time you come on the air. So this one, if Tannehill or Shep or somebody is listening, you can use this one. I want to be clear on this, okay? I have now been in Forest Park, right next door to Oak Park, for 3 hours, and Frank from Oak Park has not been here. If he has, he's hiding somewhere in the room, and I don't know. Frank, you are jeopardizing the honorary Helen Thomas spot on Wednesday night. To not come out and say hi, I find offensive, I'm disappointed, and I had really hoped to meet you in person tonight. So if you are there at 5 o'clock tomorrow, be prepared, because Frank from Oak Park is going to get it from me.
Wow!
Laying down the law.
Yeah, you have
it. Mighty, mighty hub.
That's it. Phone call over. Why did he show up? Do we know?
I don't know. He seemed like he was running out of time to me.
Yeah.
I love Matt Abatacola. He is. Oops. Dale Jr.
Chicago Sports.
Yep. Eliminated.
Chris Tannehill.
Negativity has always been here from you all's standpoint, you know, from the media. I think that's always been part of it. That's the first thing that I think you notice here. I think I called it the dungeon of doom when I walk into that room sometimes up there, you know. So,
oh, wake up and scold that dope.
Because your team sucks.
Yeah, come on.
That room feels a lot better after a win.
He's Captain Indestructo.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think it was that way. That probably not that way last year when you weren't here, Jim.
Yeah, this has been a very strange day. That Bulls thing last night was just an abortion. I mean, what is it? You don't even show up. You don't. I mean, that was from the moment that thing starts. Like, okay,
against a bad team. Oh, that's terrible. A bad team. They're that terrible. Thing. That's not happening. That's backward. That thing's going the wrong direction. And
they're running around you. They're jumping over you. They're blowing past you. Like, oh, geez, what's that guy doing? Oh, I don't know.
And I guess you do that. I guess everybody's entitled to a couple of those in a long season, but I don't quite get that one. But that's
pretty close to the Vinny Del Negro "It Happens" game.
It happened,
right?
It really
that was
is.
Yes.
They blew
a 35-point lead. Something like that. It happens. No, it kind of doesn't. See, but that kind of thing does, and it's a, you know, you burn the tape and you get out of there, but
you move on.
I guess early in the season, you got to make sure that whatever was going on, all their locker room problems last year, you got to make sure that none of that's carrying over. You're all the Jimmy and Derek stuff and everything else with your strong personalities and your guys who aren't necessarily the tightest team off the court. You got
They're not.
I just hope that they can make sure that once the game starts, once that ball is thrown up in the air, they don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, you know, I didn't notice that.
I'm not saying. I just don't see it yet. No,
I haven't seen it. But I don't want, you know, I was sort of waiting for the Thunder game, and then you gave me crap about not watching the Magic game. I thought, okay, all right. Okay, he's probably right. I should watch some Bulls basketball. Thanks for that.
And then Channel 2 reported last night that the Glenowitz case was going to be a suicide, and I thought, okay, well, that's what they're going to announce today. And then when they talk about just extensive criminal doings, and I want to know how high it goes. And I will say this, too, that as much crap as we give the gaggle of local reporters often during press conferences for not, you know, my pet peeve is reporters who just wait their turn to hear themselves talk, that aren't listening to answers, that aren't working as an entity, working as sort of a single organism to try to get the best answers. That group today in that press conference was outstanding. And who was the woman with the glasses?
Don't know.
It was just all over that guy. I mean, she was just an a complete badass today. I mean, that group of reporters, there were some bad questions asked, but there were enough grown-ups there today that they got a lot out of that, and they weren't taking any crap.
No, and I think they kind of knew it was coming because you waited a long time, and remember the you fought with the coroner?
Well, when he said, yeah, this could be a suicide. Oh, no.
Standing
in the way of the hero narrative. And they had to be protecting some other interests here. That's the thing.
It's, yeah, their own.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. When you start trying to peel this onion, it isn't, oops, we got caught up in the hero thing. We just kind of got, no.
They
actively tried to suppress what they knew happened.
Yeah.
The Fed's here for 2 days. All right, this is fishy. This is probably this. You don't lose three people. You don't. You say we got three suspects. Maybe one finds a way to get away. Three people don't up and disappear like farts in the wind. Come on,
they don't.
That doesn't happen.
Nope. Well, I had just an inkling that this was coming this day. So while back, because it's been 9 weeks. 9 weeks since it happened.
Mm-hmm.
9 weeks.
Unbelievable. But those reporters were real reporters today doing real work.
Well, you got to. I mean, you have to. Look, if you're going to respect law enforcement, and there seems to be a lot of people around who don't and are losing some, you can't comport yourself. You hurt everybody when you do that crap.
Right.
Everybody. Because everybody's painted with the same brush.
Yep.
And, I mean, I hate them. I absolutely hate them. And that's, you know, first from the very first moment when I figured what was going on, I thought, you're too personal about this. This is far too personal. When I knew there was something being looked at, mm-hmm. quote unquote, looked at with that department. I mean, I hate them. I do. And I know that coroner, good. And I give him all the credit. That guy was not going to be bullied. He's not going to be pushed around. He's going to do his damn job. So I give it to him. I give his props to him.
Yeah, just for them to drag their feet on this thing and just hope. And the number of people, what, 1,000 people at the funeral.
More than that, I think.
And the helicopter flyovers and everybody else. And it's just, there were enough people who knew that should never have happened.
Yeah.
It should never have happened. We're the Boars and Bernstein Show. A lot to do today. We got Big Cat Williams coming up. And I want to revisit something because I've been thinking a lot about something we talked with Pete Futak about yesterday regarding the number of coach openings, the number of job openings in college and now in the NFL, and what that actually means to what is going on in the coaching fraternity right now. Because when you really think about it, it's stunning to consider what the ramifications of that is at the moment. So I wrote it for the CBS site today and thought about it and talked to a couple other people about it. And it's amazing when you actually consider what's involved in that much potential movement that's going to soon become actual movement of coaches. We're Boars and Bernstein, top of the hour, Big Cat Williams. You got the score.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the Bears, it's Philip Rivers. That is Jay's most hated foe. Now they rekindle the nightmare. Who comes out on top? We're covering it right here up to game time. Keep it here. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Billy, what are these chains for?
Has she been naughty this year?
And maybe you've been a bad boy yourself.
Well, this is Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air with affordable solutions to correct misbehavior of your loved one, or better yet, reward it.
You can reward that naughty behavior this year with a pair of beautiful solitaire earrings, or already have some? We'll enhance those studs by surrounding them with a halo of brilliant diamonds that we call earring jackets. And for that really naughty behavior, choose from a vast selection of colorless, ideal cut, loose diamonds.
Because we buy our diamonds directly from the cutter, skipping the middle guy, you can give her designer quality at half the price.
So call 630-355-RING or come visit us at the Diamond Air, and we will help you keep that special someone naughty all year long.
With the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
truck drivers, did you know that Schneider offers an online driving career resource center? Learn how to start a driving career. Explore the incredible range of driving opportunities. Search a customizable nationwide directory of driving jobs and discover the surprising variety of career paths for experienced drivers. Everything you need to accelerate your driving career, including a new in-depth blog, is at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com. Check it out now, schneiderjobs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Be few tech.
It's not really an advantage in any way to fire your coach now, because until you get a new coach in, it doesn't help you in recruiting. It doesn't really help in any way, shape, or form other than just to, like, give maybe, unless you have an interim head coach or an assistant you want to give a look-see to. I can never remember anything like this, and it's going to be a crazy and wacky offseason, and I'm not exactly sure where any of these, everyone can, oh, so who are the top coaching, you know, chances, who are the guys for this job or this job? I have no clue, because you don't know what else is going to open up, because there are still, beyond this, still about 5 to 10 other jobs that are probably going to be open this time, considering what happens when guys move up to the NFL or want to move back or other firings. It's going to be a crazy offseason.
That's our guy Pete Butek. You hear him right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And that's what we started to talk about. And it is going to be wacky, because there's going to be some really, well, I don't know if they're prime. Well, I guess they're good jobs. I mean, some are in conferences I don't know that I'd really like to try, but there are going to be some good jobs available.
Here is your list so far. These are the guys fired.
Yeah.
Steve Sarkisian, Tim Beckman, Randy Edsall, Al Golden, Norm Chow, and a guy named Dan McCarney at North Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Kill retired for health reasons.
Yep.
Steve Spurrier stepped down. George O'Leary abruptly stepped down to Central Florida. And Vatek's Frank Beamer said just recently that he's done at season's end.
He's 72, right, Beamer?
But that's 10. Mm-hmm. That's already 10.
Right.
We've already had two firings in the NFL, and we have plenty more to come. Whether it's Gus Bradley or Jim Tomsula or Mike Patton,
that's Lovie Smith,
yeah. And some are even speculating Andy Reid, if they're no good, he's had his shot. There are
can't play the Lions every week,
right? There are plenty of names of people who could be on the move. So there's two things that are going on here. One is every rumor is simultaneously ridiculous and reasonable. It's like you can't dismiss any rumor. Because there's so many moving parts, right?
Correct. Bet there are.
So whether, you know, we know that Chip Kelly's linked to every job.
And you know what? He never discounts it.
Right. Never, because it's not.
He never says.
I mean, even somebody said, hey, maybe Jim Harbaugh, even this quickly, will jump back to the NFL. And who knows what's going to happen with John Harbaugh. Do you realize that Adam Gase's name has now been connected to both the Titans' job and Chuck Pagano's seat in Indianapolis, they're going to blow him up. And Gase has coached 7 games. They're 2-5, and he's a top name.
Yeah.
I mean, even though that seems ridiculous, it's also reasonable.
Oh, in a minute.
That Adam Gase was in a minute. He was such a sought-after candidate last year, thought he had his job, and then others closed, and then the one place where he was going to go, they screwed him.
They screwed him. The Niners screwed him,
And here's the other thing.
No, I'd hire him.
So if you actually, this is what I'm getting at. If you know how coaches operate, where they know that their staff has to be agreed upon provisionally by the time they pick up a phone. When these jobs come open, it's not like everybody is just nice enough to sort of wait around.
Right.
Those phone calls start.
Mm-hmm.
So between 10 current open college jobs and what is going to happen in the NFL, the offseason has essentially arrived already. If you think that phones aren't ringing now about, hey, what if, or would you, thinking, would you pick up your family and move? And the answer, well, for how much? You know, why would I do this? This is my question. And I ask this honestly. What percentage of current coaches at the college and pro level, and maybe those recently unemployed, the broadcasters, the quote-unquote consultants, what percentage of all of the active available pool of coaching talent do you think has received some kind of phone call for some kind of outreach about a different job than the one he has now? In the past 3 months or so?
Many, many, many.
30%?
Probably.
50?
Maybe more.
25? You know, because
I think at least 30. I think at least 30%.
I'm saying every positional coach at Division I, somebody has gotten a call because everybody, they're all tight. Everybody's got their friends. And everybody knows, hey, if my guy ever gets a job, I know I'm going with him. But once this stuff starts to become real, and you don't think boosters are already targeting the people they want for these jobs? You know they are. You know the big cigar smokers at the college level are doing this, and the pro teams are putting a short list together of the guys they're going to talk to.
Yep.
So how many guys are trying to do their jobs right now? They're trying to game plan. They're out on the practice field. They're watching film. But every time they check their phone, there's also a text from somebody wondering about where they're going to be next year. I think
I'd like your original number. Right? I think about 30%.
Yeah, I mean, I really, I do. The amount.
You're talking about a lot of movement, and there's a lot of college guys yet to go. That Georgia job, I think, is going to be open, prime job. So, I mean, yeah, there's more. Yeah, I think 30%. Look, your pool is shrinking in my world, by the way. I don't, half the choices, I don't know what you're doing anymore. I really don't. I look at them and say, why would you hire him? Why would you do that? Why would you go through all we're talking about here to hire Steve Sarkisian?
Right.
Are you hitting the head?
I just think it's bizarre that you're.
It is bizarre.
That these guys are all trying to do their jobs. And right now, there's also so many domino effect scenarios. There's literally countless possibilities of who could end up where, and it's not like it all happens immediately. They know that they know who's ready to go if they go. They know who's ready, whose names they can attach to a candidacy. So it's got to be a strange time within the larger coaching fraternity right now to have so many possibilities.
Yeah, and it's not, and again, this is one of those cases where it's not because this guy's run away great this season.
Right.
I mean, Adam Gase is in somewhere. There's no question if he wants it, if he wants that the elusive head coaching job, he'll get one.
I think so too.
I mean, I don't know if he wants to go to college. I don't know what he wants to do, but if he wants to stay in the NFL, he'll get a head coaching job.
Seven games coaching a 2-5 team, and he's at the top of people's lists.
Correct. That's exactly, I'm told that's exactly where he's at.
Yeah.
Exactly where he's at, right at the top of the list in the NFL. Right at the top.
That's amazing.
The tippity-top list is Adam Gase.
Yeah,
and you know something? Look, there's a lot of guys I'd say, no, I wouldn't hire. Oh, I would hire him.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
Yeah, no, I would hire him. I mean, there's a lot of guys, you'd give me names, I'd say not in a million years.
Right, you get why he's there, and you're not saying that it's wrong. You're not disagreeing with it, but how much do you fully believe in it, though, when it's all based around Jay Cutler?
Well, I would have hired him last year, too. Mm-hmm. I think he's really, really good.
Yeah, he's really good, Maddie. I mean, no question.
So this just further cements it, that he's taken a guy that's, you know, had a revolving door of offensive coordinators and coaches, and he's playing the best we've seen him play.
He's done nothing to hurt it. He's done nothing to hurt his candidacy. And if anything, the fact that he may, and that it might even be too small a sample to say that he's the guy that somehow has solidified or solved Jay Cutler. Maybe it's partly, you know, Cutler himself deserves some credit too.
Well, I certainly think he does. I mean, he's worked, you know, he's always worked very hard. Mm-hmm. He's been one of the hardest workers on the team, but you've been unable to have a guy come in and have a line of communication that translates onto performance in the field, though, either.
Even beyond him, though. I mean, just the play calling.
Right.
And just with the way...
Oh, yeah. That goes to the very first game where there was a professional coaching staff in place.
You can see it.
Because Case was a guy that was supposed to get the Niners job, right?
Until he had him over. Right. Yeah. Until they made him... They wanted him to take Sweaty.
It's a good move.
They want to keep him.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like we're breaking new territory here. It's just that, you know, that loss is really an interesting hire for John Fox, and when you go to looking for somebody else, because I think he's done a really good job everywhere. Now, you wondered about the whole Denver thing. You just wonder, but you know what? You don't wonder anymore, do you? Even at 2-5. You don't wonder anymore. I don't. I see it.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. We'll talk to Big Cat Williams next on The Score.
It's the Mercy Hospital postgame show, starring two Bear greats, All-Pro center Olin Cruz.
Jay Cutler puts his shoulder down, he puts it in the end zone, and yet we find a way to lose.
And Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
The Bears had their opportunity. It's hard to watch.
Along with Score football expert Hub Arkish.
Jay, for the most part, we had the time to do what he had to do, and they ran the ball well.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays, find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status.
Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center